I think you probably can hear Garfield saying amen. Yeah. Of course, most of you know me, but if you don't know, George Patterson saved 65 years ago, and about 81 now. Doing all right. When I was born, my parents, mom and dad, were both Christians before I was born. That's a tremendous advantage to have. Tremendous. I thought it was a disadvantage because there were certain rules in the house that I had to abide by. However, when I was quite small, I was, I should start where my mom and dad was. Mom and dad were pretty laid back parents. I don't remember my dad spanking me or belting me. Now, there was a physical reason for that. My dad was about 5'9", and mother was 6'1". She had a lot longer than he had. And whenever just the small kitchen in the cottage that we were in, there was a build-up piece that was called the scullery. What a name. That's where the strap was that my dad sharpened his razor on. And that was the means of discipline that Mum grabbed and reached all round the house. Mum was very quiet. She didn't say very much. But her actions spoke far louder than her words were. Where I lived in Edenderry, it was a farmyard about maybe half a mile from another village where there were 100 houses in the village and a weaving factory. You had to be a tenant. You had to work in the factory to be a tenant in one of these villages or one of these houses. Some of the workers who were believers made up or helped to reconstruct an army hut, 1418 army hut, and it became Edenderry Gospel Hall. It was very comfortable until the preacher came and thumped the pattern. And that's what they did. I remember them well, coming to the preachers coming to our house often for food and for sometimes they stayed. And that time I had to move. You'll laugh at it. We had a soft mattress that folded up. And it was inside the bath, and there's the mattress, and that's my bed. You couldn't fall out not to save your life. I was brought to the Sunday school from very small, when I was young, very small. I learned the scriptures very well, very well. That's what the scripture says. Don't forget his word. It'll stay in your mind. It'll come back to you again. The believers in the village often had what they called a series of meetings where the preacher came for maybe 6 weeks, and if anybody got saved or anybody had interest, maybe they'd stay for another 2 weeks. No short missions. No short mission. But I remember the different men. William Bunting, Mr. McCracken, Albert Shane, all these men that came. And I guess they didn't really want to do it, but what I saw as they buttonholed me, you know, because I was the only one was there. Mom and Dad were there. They didn't need knocked up. But when I was about 14, I guess, almost 15, there was a little Scotsman came in and preached for about 6 weeks. His name was Hawthorne, Robert Hawthorne. He was a little man, very short, sandy hair, and I don't think he had any neck, because his hair just went right down straight. Robert Hawthorne stayed at our home and preached to me every night before the meeting and then after the meeting. Going from the village one night on the Friday night, at the end of the series, I sat at the back of the gospel hall. Thought you'd get out quicker, you know, before they say anything. And I took off quickly. Our house was about a quarter of a mile across the field from the village where the gospel hall was. And I was out first. Don't know what was pressured in me, but I was pressured. Somebody had got a hold of me. I know who it was. It was God. It was God. I ran into the house, over the fields and into the house, and didn't even speak to Mum and Dad. Went on ahead into bed. Tried to remember all the scriptures that I'd read. I could go Isaiah 53 backwards. But there was nothing there for me. I said to myself, George, you've gone too far. There's no salvation for you. And then God spoke again. And I heard the words, he that believeth on the Son hath everlasting life. I didn't get to the everlasting part. I just, he that believeth on the Son hath, and I've got it. I've still got it 66 years ago after. And it's still the same. It doesn't change. The Lord Jesus said, if you're weary and heavy laden, I'll give you rest. And he does. I'm very thankful for God has done things for me that are different in a sense. I was getting about 12, maybe 12 years ago, I was getting far too busy doing many things. And I sort of had a circumstance that I had a stroke. And I interpreted the stroke was God saying, George, slow down a bit. Slow down a bit. Do you think that God would do that? Yes, he would. Certainly he would. If it's to his glory. But today, I'm feeling good. God is good to me. Amen. And I don't know whether I'll see these eyes in a coffin or up there. But a new pair of eyes, I'll see himself. Hey, imagine seeing the Lord Jesus yourself. That's great. Hey, and you can have it tonight. You can have it today. Just come as you are. No frills or four belows. No. Just come as you are. And Jesus will not cast you out. God bless.